Howdy, folks. You know, too many commencement speakers nowadays, they're ginger ale speakers, good talkers, but go flat after they're uncorked a few minutes. I'm Pat Buttram, inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment. And, you know, it seems like we're going through a rash of movies based on the lives of well-known people these days. The Hollywood picture companies, they already have got Al Capone out of the way. Of course, the FBI got him out of the way first. They hired Rod Steiger to play that part. And the Fidel Castro story is all set, they say. According to the papers, Fidel wants Marlon Brando to play him. And all this kind of got me to thinking, who have they got left for the Buttram story? Oh, I know there's still Cary Grant and Gary Cooper, Kirk Douglas, David Niven, fellas like that. I'm not sure any of them are just right, you know. Maybe if they could all be lumped together in one actor, they might be able to catch the essential Buttram, as we like to put it. Now, you may think I'm taking this too seriously, but don't forget, American movies get shown all over the world. Some of them even right here in this country. I guess there's just one way to handle the whole thing when they get around to doing the Buttram story. Well, Uncle Delbert's going to have to play the leading role himself. After all, it's his life. Of course, he doesn't worry much, except when things are going right for him. And then he gets real nervous, you know, waiting for the axe to fall. So he chews some double mint gum, and the smooth, steady chewing helps keeps his nerves in line. That's a great idea when you start feeling jumpy, you know. It's so soothing and relaxing. There's just nothing else like it. Healthful, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. Marion Morgan has a song for us now, Cruising Down the River.
Cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon, with one you love, the sun above, waiting for the moon.
The old accordion playing, a sentimental tune, cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
The birds above all sing of love, a gentle, sweet refrain. The winds around all make a sound like softly falling rain.
Just two of us together, we'll plan a honeymoon, cruising down the river on a Sunday afternoon.
That is mighty nice listening there, Marion. You know, I just read in the Dallas Journal, a newspaper, that somebody's developed a seedless watermelon. Now, I hardly think that was called for. I don't recall anybody putting up a howl about the seeds in watermelons. To me, a watermelon is so delicious that a person doesn't deserve to just bulldoze his way through it without a little obstruction here and there. A watermelon eater is inclined to be reckless as it is. You take the seeds out of his way, I look for him to founder. But the real tragedy of doing away with watermelon seeds, I think, is it deprives kids the real delight of those free-for-all battles with the slippery Black Sea, do you remember? Used them as ballistic missiles my day. I know youngsters that achieve amazing accuracy and distance and all, squirting watermelon seeds from between their teeth, or between their thumb and their forefinger. And now, scientific progress threatens to wipe out this youthful art. I hate to think about it. Let's have some music here from the Happy Halloran Boys. What's it going to be, Jack?
It's a spiritual, Pat. Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel?
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, and why not every man? Yes, didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel, deliver Daniel? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel, and why not every man? I set my foot upon the gospel ship, and that gospel ship began to sail. It landed me over on Canaan's shore, and I'll never come back anymore.
Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel?
And why not every man? He delivered Daniel from the lion's den, and old Jonah from the belly of the whale, and the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, and why not every man?
Oh, didn't my Lord deliver Daniel?
And why not every man? Didn't my Lord deliver Daniel? And why not every man?
Say, that was fine. If you folks are planning a family drive tomorrow, remember traffic will be extra heavy, so be careful there. Extra careful. And take some delicious double mint chewing gum along for family comfort and pleasure. Double mint's cool and tasty, keeps you refreshed so it's easier to stay alert as you drive there. And it's helpful to pass a double mint around, you know, as a surprise treat when the youngsters get restless. They like the surprise and the long-lasting chewing. That passes the time and helps restore peace and quiet. Keeps the kids satisfied. You try it. Refreshing, satisfying, double mint chewing gum. And now it's time for the Buttram Bonus. A few years ago, a member of the faculty of the St. Louis Public Schools wrote a poem there for a Memorial Day program at Cleveland High School in St. Louis. And for this, the day before Memorial Day, I thought it'd be fitting to read Harold M. Doxey's poem, Their Message. They were Americans, like you, who had their dreams. One day they sought to win success in trade, profession, shop, or business enterprise. One day they planned a home where love would reign, and all the safeguards in the monumental Constitution would surround them with 1,000 blessings in this land of the free. But then the call came to defend the flag. We bow our heads in solemn reverence, thinking of the price they paid in freedom's cause. We ask in all humility, how best can we honor these brave Americans? Above the din and clamor of busy life, if you listen closely, you can hear them say, "Oh, love your country, youth, love it well, and love the story of its growth down through the years. Cherish those milestones in the march of freedom when heroes assume great statures for the ages. Yes, make the cause of freedom your greatest love, a love from which no man by ridicule or bribe can alienate your loyalties, a love for which you too would give your all. That's our Buttram bonus for today. Now here are Marion Morgan and Bill Kennedy with a duet, You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By.
You grow sweeter as the years go by. Never dream of our first kiss when I know our last one is as sweet as this.
Though September takes the place of June,
in September there's a harvest moon. Let the leaves start falling, darling, what care I? When you grow sweeter as the years go by, darling, you grow sweeter as the years go by.
Well, that about winds up the week for Just Entertainment. We hope you have a fine Memorial Day weekend, too. Remember to include delicious double mint chewing gum in all your Decoration Day pleasures. You get a delicious taste treat, pleasant, long-lasting chewing that just goes right along with the day's doings. And it's light, wholesome, it's good for you. Enjoy all you like, healthful, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Now, we'll be back a Monday, and hope we find you here, too. Until then, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that the only reason some folks never make fools of themselves is that they don't seem to have the brains for it. Goodbye now.
Weekday evenings, enjoy the Amos and Andy Music Hall.